I'm going to read from Galatians chapter 6, because we're done with chapter 5, you guys. Here's the encouragement. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. Let's be that people. Let's be that people that create space for our friends, our family, our brothers and sisters who are caught in sin to find a place to be restored. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. That does require, and I talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago, it requires that we get in there, though, doesn't it? Paul doesn't say, stay away so you can be safe. He's acknowledging you have to get into the mire with people, but be careful so that you don't get trapped in the same thing. Friends, we have to get in, but we have to be careful. Watch yourself so that you, or you may also be tempted. Carry the burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ, which is what? The simple law. Love. Carry burdens for one another so that we can fulfill that law of love. That in all of this, we are the ones making the sacrifices, going into the depths for others so they can be restored. If anyone thinks that there's something when they're not, they deceive themselves. You can't go alone. You need one another. For those who are stuck in stuff and you feel like you're not getting the help that you need, you cannot do this alone. For those who are going deep into the difficulties with others, be careful not to take too much pride that you get caught up yourself. Each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone. This is a healthy pride that Paul's talking about here. It's okay to feel good about what God has done in your life, but be sure that you know this is your work. Don't ride on the coattails of others' successes. But your life in Christ belongs to you and Him. Don't compare yourself to someone else, he says. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the the one who receives instructions in the word should share all good things with their instructor. That's Paul talking about money. You guys have been very faithful to continue to give to the church, provide for me and my family. I can't say enough how grateful I am that as your teacher and pastor, you guys have cared for me and my family. Thank you for that. Thank you. Paul finishes here. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man sows what he reaps. A man reaps what he sows. Nobody caught that. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us, Applewood, do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. It's important to, you know, this is a once in a year event that we open the microphone and share our life with one another. But you've heard a few times, there are these small groups of these pockets around the community of honesty and care where you can send out a text message and go to your small group of people, I'm struggling, I need help. And I'll say this again, I said this a few weeks back, we as a church have collected money for those who are going without. We are here to help you. But we have to know. We have to know that you need help. We have people who are ready to stand with you, to restore you. Don't give up on that. Lord, let our love and compassion continue to reap a good harvest in our lives. Spirit, guide us. Lead us to goodness. And we invest in the harvest of the fruit of the Spirit that we've been working through. Father, demonstrate your faithfulness in our lives, we ask. We're going to move into a time of communion. And we've got a confession. Here, we can pull this up. You got that, Ash? All right. Let's read this together. Search us, O God, by the precious blood of Jesus, purge from our hearts any offensive way. At this time of remembrance, call to our minds the scene of Calvary. At this time of reflection, at this time of fellowship, at this time of celebration, as we partake of the bread and cup, may we do so in a worthy manner. May we honor our Lord who died for us and recognize in our brothers and sisters assembled here in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pause for a moment. On the night Christ was betrayed, he had a meal with his disciples. And so often as we do this, we remember that as he poured out the wine and shared it with his disciples, he said, "This wine is the blood of my new covenant for you, poured out for your salvation." And he broke bread that night and shared it with them and said, "This bread is my body that's been broken for you." They didn't know that he was about to be beaten and sacrificed. So as they ate, they partook in the brokenness of Christ. Jesus asked the disciples, "Every time you do this, remember me." So this morning, as we have a time of thanksgiving, we have something to be very thankful for, and that's the salvation of Christ for us, that he has brought us into his family, that we can find our salvation. Our hope, the fulfilled promises, in thick and thin, in the most difficult times, those promises are found here at this table. Like our normal Thanksgiving table where we find there's that moment of bond, of peace, connection. Friends, that ache, that hunger to share that meal is found here at communion.